46-year-old Italian jockey Luca Panici was born to ride races, taking the reins from his father Vittorio Panici, who successfully rode in the 1970s. Luca was on the biggest roll of his career in 2020 when he got injured and temporarily lost his best two mounts, including Belmont Stakes contender Sole Volante.
I think it's a part of job. For a few years, I get lucky that I never have a big injury. I never stay beside. And this year, I started the year pretty good because we started the year pretty good, but they turn the luck, and sometimes when the jockey life happens, it's not the first time, and hopefully it's the last time, but it's a part of the job.
It was tough to watch his big horse finish second in the Tampa Bay Derby under Frenchman Florent Giroux, but Luca knows all the pitfalls of being a rider.
It's a part of the jockey life to be courageous, and every race you have to give the 100%. It doesn't matter what's happening before, what the future coming.
Luca has had good vibes with Sole Volante from the first time he got on his back.
The first day when he started breathe good, I know that it was a pretty special horse because he do the same way on the dirt work or grass work, gate work. He has a special mind. His brain is spectacular, and I like the way from the first day.
Owner Dean Reeves thinks Luca fits Sole Volante like a glove, and the rider has become trainer Patrick Biancone's go-to jockey.
He has a close style. I fit really good from the first day, but I give a lot of merit of the horse and all the team behind the horse, because we never have to forget that all the team, they work every day hard for this kind of horse, and I'm glad that the people have confidence in me, and I fit the horse because I'm a good horse. I like the style that he has, and we know each other for almost a long time right now, and so there is no secret for us.
The importance of riding in his first American Triple Crown race is not lost on the rider.
Here, the Triple Crown are historical races, and I'm glad to be part of this game because it's a very, very big, there are a lot of people that are good horsemen, trainer, jockey, owners, breeder, and you know, to be part of one race of like that is just to be glad and thank all the people that they give me this opportunity.
Off a big win last Wednesday, Luca's confidence remains high going into today's Belmont Stakes.
Sole Volante show that doesn't matter first time he ran on the grass, the first time he ran on the dirt, the first time he ran on Tampa, first time 1 mile, one turn. I mean, every time that he ran for the first time any kind of distance or surface, he ran great. And so I'm pretty confident because it's a very smart horse that he can handle everything.